I hear some people say that they have so many sins in their life that God could never love them. Some of them are even seeking Jesus, but find this an obstacle to coming to faith that God could forgive them because they have on their mind what they have done. And yet, I wish I could tell them what a great help this is to them in finding God. You see, the people that are in trouble are the people who don't think they've done anything wrong, and they're the ones that are in trouble with God. Listen to what happened when a woman came to Jesus, who the Bible says was a very immoral woman, probably a prostitute. And she came to him and stood at his feet while he was eating at the table and began weeping and began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. Listen to what happened. It's found in Luke, the 7th chapter and the 39th verse. Now when the Pharisee, which had asked him to come to dinner, saw what happened, he spoke within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answering said unto him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he said, "Master, say it." And Jesus said, "There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 days' wages, and the other owed 50 days' wages. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which one of them will love him the most?" And Simon answered and said, "I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most." And he said unto him, "You have rightly judged the matter." And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered into your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I have come in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment." You see, the person who will turn from their sins, whatever they are, has grace in Jesus Christ, has forgiveness from heaven for whatever they have done. And our worship of Jesus is not wasted. Your sins cannot stand in the way unless you let them. But who was the person who was in real trouble in this story? It was a Pharisee who thought he had never done anything wrong, and skepticism got the best of him. And Jesus said, "You haven't honored me. You don't think you need to honor me, but this woman has honored me. She found eternal life." Let's pray. Father in heaven, I know that whatever I have done in life, you will forgive me. I may have to pay consequences in this life, but on your books, my sins are forgiven and I have eternal life. I thank you, Lord, for that. Help me never to be arrogant or to think that somehow I don't need your grace, that I have no need of repentance. And I pray you would help those who think they have never done anything wrong, that they don't need grace, that they need grace in the worst way. And so move them to repentance, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.